USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell voiced optimism for deals on both general spending and on coronavirus stimulus Tuesday night. Lawmakers face a Friday deadline for passing a spending plan to avoid a government shutdown and are also seeking an accord to provide aid, both to small business and to millions of Americans who have lost their jobs because of the pandemic. Wednesday, the U.S. Food and Drug Administration issued an emergency use authorization for the first over-the-counter fully at-home diagnostic test for COVID-19. The Illum, E-L-L-U-M-E, the Illum COVID-19 home test, is a rapid-type test that runs a liquid sample along a surface with reactive molecules. The test detects fragments of proteins of the virus from a nasal swab sample from any individual 2 years of age and older. Dr. Mark Siegel tells Fox it's a fairly easy test.
It's called a mid-range swab, so it's not nearly as uncomfortable.
Results of the test are sent to your smartphone. USA Radio News.
Greg Kelly Reports is breaking ratings records. It's the hit new show on Newsmax TV. President Trump was recently on Greg Kelly, and every night more than 2 million people tune in. Kelly is a former combat marine pilot and White House correspondent. He's asking the tough questions the media won't. Tune into Greg Kelly on Newsmax at 7 p.m. Eastern. Plus, watch Newsmax for Dick Morris, Rudy Giuliani, Michelle Malkin, Alan Dershowitz, Diamond and Silk, Mike Huckabee, and a lot more. Newsmax is on all major cable systems like DirecTV, Dish, Xfinity, Cox, Optimum, Spectrum, Fios, and more. If you don't get Newsmax, call your cable operator today. Tell them you want it. Plus, watch Newsmax TV for free on Roku, Zumo, YouTube, Pluto, Apple TV, and even smart TVs like Samsung Plus and LG. Newsmax is already one of America's top cable news channels. Find out why. Watch it today. Newsmax is real news for real people. You should watch Newsmax.
Now that the Pfizer COVID-19 vaccine is out, when can you get one? USA Radio News' Dan Naraki has more.
With one coronavirus vaccine being delivered across the country and another likely to be approved this week, a massive immunization program is just beginning. But when will the general public begin to have access to those shots? Health and Human Services Secretary Alex Azar says that could come sooner than many thought. He tells CNBC that the possibility for more vaccines coming to market could also move that date forward.
I believe that by the end of February into March, of course, depending on the decisions by our governors, but I believe we'll have enough supply out there to be reaching out into the general public for administration at your CVS's, Walgreens, Kroger's, and near the end of February into March. And if we get J&J and AstraZeneca coming in, their data should be here, we hope, the beginning to middle of January with FDA consideration later in the month.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
Moderna's vaccine is up for review tomorrow. USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find it. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
Overreaching his authority, Nevada Governor Steve Sisolak does not have the right to regulate churches in the Silver State. A Las Vegas church expects to invite nearly 200 people to services this week and Sunday after a federal appeals court overturned Governor Sisolak's statewide limits on gatherings at houses of worship. Reverend Jimmy Morales, senior pastor at Calvary Chapel Lone Mountain, says, "This is a victory for churches in Nevada. We're excited that churches in Nevada have been set free to worship God freely." Tuesday, Sisolak said, "While we're disappointed by the court's decision, we respect and will comply with the order." Let's get an update on the U.S. border wall with Mexico. USA Radio News' Tim Berg explains.
There is mounting pressure on President-elect Joe Biden to end construction of the border wall with Mexico. CBP Commissioner Mark Morgan says that would be a huge mistake.
Let's consider the cost directly to the American taxpayers, which would probably be billions of dollars that have already been invested and assigned to a contract.
Commissioner Morgan believes that would be a mistake because the materials have already been purchased.
If you terminate, those materials are not going to be utilized, a waste of taxpayers' money.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Of the 1,954 miles of border between the United States and Mexico, about 430 miles have the new wall. The build so far has consumed 911,000 cubic yards of concrete and 638,000 tons of steel. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.